And Yellowstone now has come out with a full-blown homosexual queer kiss, you know, in the latest episode. And this is from Variety Magazine, Variety.com. It says, Yellowstone Season 5, Episode 7, the craziest moments and burning questions from a murderous cowboy to the show's first queer kiss. And then you look at it a little bit further, it actually makes, you know, one of the gay websites, and it says, Yellowstone surprises fans with a random gay kiss. And, you know, and what they're doing here is the same thing that Netflix has done. Now, Yellowstone has left Netflix, but what the reality is that this is what the Hollywood cabalists do all the time. I've done extensive shows on this before. They want to bring this concept into people that are straight heterosexuals, and quite frankly, a lot of Christians like to watch Yellowstone, even in spite of all of the sex and the bad language, et cetera, because at least it shows macho cowboys running around doing macho things. And they think, well, it's better than watching, you know, the queer Hallmark Channel now, whatever they've done with the Hallmark Channel. And so they finally have now realized that, you know, what they do is they infiltrate these shows one season, two season, three season, four season, five seasons down the road, and they start putting this stuff in. And all of a sudden, society then starts to accept it as being normal. And this happens all of the time. And I had a friend of mine write me a text this morning, and it was really good. He goes, unfortunately, that's the reality of the U.S. right now, all due to media allowing it to become the norm. And again, the media is owned by State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock, and the bloodline families who at the highest levels practice Kabbalah, which believe that God is an hermaphrodite, and the closest expression they can possibly have to their God is to become homosexual or gay or transgender. This is the group that runs the planet, and you've got to understand that. You think, well, that doesn't make any difference. It's not really affecting us or the Republican Party. Oh, it doesn't? Well, contraire. Here we go. Trump now hosts a gala for homosexual Republicans at Mar-a-Lago after Biden signs the Same-Sex Marriage Act. Trump says, quote, "We are fighting for the gay community. We're fighting and fighting hard," said Trump at a gala with the log cabin Republicans and a slate of pro-homosexual rhino speakers. This is the 11th commentary on ongoing series on the problematic rise of the LBG influence of this particular website called LifeSite News. Just 2 days after Biden signed the so-called Marriage Respect for Marriage Act into law, LGBT Republicans celebrated its enactment at a gala event at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago hosted by the former president himself. Trump was there supporting. Remember, he said he wanted to be the most pro-homosexual supporting presidency in the history of the White House. He said that. Just remember that. Don't give him a pass on that.
President Trump is the most pro-gay president in American history. I can prove it. My name is Rick Grinnell. I'm America's first openly gay cabinet member.
Trump was joined by Arizona's 2022 GOP gubernatorial candidate, Carrie Lake, you know, in an array of high-profile gay cons, homosexual conservatives, including former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grinnell, a Trump appointee, and frequent Tucker Carlson guest, commentator Chadwick Moore, Fox News. Tammy Bruce, a lesbian, received the Spirit of Lincoln Award from the Log Cabin Republicans. The GOP LGBT organization was sponsored the event. Last year's recipient was former First Lady Melania Trump. No comment. Here's the thing. Instead of celebrating the passage and enactment of the new law, President Trump and Kerry should have seized the opportunity to renounce it. And instead of congratulating the 500 or so gay cons gathered in the Mar-a-Lago's ballroom, Trump and Lake should have asked these men and women to show they are truly conservatives by forming an immutable definition of marriage as conjugal and complementary, and repudiating the RMA. Although Trump reportedly did not mention the new law in his speech, he did proclaim, "We are fighting for the gay community. We're fighting and fighting hard." With the help of many people here tonight in recent years, our movement has taken incredible strides. The strides you've made here is incredible, out of the former Republican president and declared 2024 candidate. According to Politico, Carrie Lake employed foul language, filthy language, to address the crowd, saying, "We just have such a huge movement going into an election day to watch these people, these evil blank," while she's cussing and hearing that, "to watch them steal this election in broad daylight." So what they're doing is they're normalizing the homosexual agenda in the Republican Party, and Trump's leading the charge on this. So in case you guys still want to continue to support him for the 2024 election, I still would rather have DeSantis in there. Of course, I'm not sure what DeSantis really believes, too, at this point until he gets into the White House. But the reality is this, is that how much of this do we want to tolerate? I'm asking you guys a question now as Christians. I love you guys. I prayed for you this morning. Are you going to continue to watch Yellowstone after now they're openly embracing homosexuality and lesbian kisses in this? Are we going to go ahead and support Yellowstone? Are we going to continue to watch that? Well, let me ask you another question. Are you going to continue to support the open grooming of Disney and go to the Disney theme parks? Are we going to support that? I mean, where do we draw the line as Christians? Yeah!